This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Sometimes we talk about food on this program. Sometimes we talk about the entertainment industry. Today, a twofer. Sri Rao works in entertainment here, but also in Bollywood, India's giant movie economy. He's American-born of Indian descent. His latest project is a cookbook that pairs homemade Indian meals with Bollywood movies. Kind of plans the whole evening for you, really. It's called Bollywood Kitchen. Sri Rao, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
You are a writer. You've sold a thing to ABC, right?
Yes.
And now what? Cookbooks?
A natural transition, right?
That's right.
Well, I'm one of the few Americans who has worked in Bollywood in the world's largest film industry, and I love these films that I grew up watching. And so I wanted to introduce Americans to this great musical genre of films. And while I'm at it, cook them some really good home-cooked Indian food at the same time.
Let's talk about Bollywood for a second before we get into the food.
Yeah.
You have chosen in this book not the classics, but sort of modern-ish Bollywood, right?
Right.
Okay, so first of all, there's a difference. There's classic Bollywood and modern.
Mm-hmm.
Help me understand that.
Well, in the mid-90s, there was sort of a turning point in the Bollywood film industry, and that was when movies out of India became a lot more global in their appeal. They had higher production values. They had more sophisticated storytelling. They started telling stories in a way that appealed to audiences outside of India, particularly here in America and in the United Kingdom. And I sort of started my journey at that point and worked forward. So to show you what the new era of contemporary Bollywood cinema looks like.
You tell stories in this book, or a story in this book, about growing up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Watching Bollywood films with your parents, your mom.
Yeah. So I'm from a small town in central Pennsylvania, and I was one of very few non-white kids in my community growing up. Every day after dinner, my parents would pop a tape into the VCR, and we would watch these fantastic Bollywood movies, and that's how I learned the language. That's how I learned about the music and the culture and so many of the traditions of where my parents came from.
So there you are, like a 10-year-old kid watching these movies and not really understanding it yet?
Yeah, with the subtitles, reading the subtitles, and then I fell in love with them because I'm a writer, and I've been writing scripts since I was 5 years old, so it immediately resonated for me. And through these films, I was transported to another place different from where I was growing up in this working class, primarily white town. And it meant a lot to me. And I think it means a lot to second generation Indian immigrants like myself, children who are born here. For us, Bollywood movies are the way that we learn about this place that our parents come from.
It's a thing in your generation and your age, really?
Mm-hmm. It very much is. And anyone who's ever been to an Indian wedding here in America knows that it's like 3 days straight of just Bollywood dancing and Indian food.
So let's talk about the book for a minute. But before we do that, I want to ask you about Indian cooking in this country.
Yeah.
Right? So I've spent a lot of time in China, and you go to China and you eat the Chinese food in China, mm-hmm. and it ain't the food that you get here. Same deal with Indian?
Yes, it's very, very much true. The Indian food in America is now its own thing. And as people like me are starting to come of age now, you know, I'm one of the oldest American-born Indians in the country. You know, immigration from India was only legalized in 1965. At that time, in 1965, when immigration was opened up from India, there were only 10,000 Indians in the entire country. My dad being one of them.
Wow.
And now there are over 4 million, I believe, something like that. And so you're starting to see us as a group come up and sort of find our voice in various fields. So people like, you know, Mindy Kaling and Aziz Ansari in entertainment, or Kamala Harris and Nikki Haley in politics. And then in the world of food, you know, this is one of the first or one of few cookbooks that have been written by someone born in America who's of Indian descent.
When you have this conversation with your parents, I assume you talk about this stuff as you were doing this book. What do they say about that? What are their feelings?
My mom doesn't believe that I actually wrote a cookbook. And I didn't actually tell her for the first 6 months that I was working on it because I knew that she would just laugh at me, which is exactly what she did. She said to me, quote, what American is going to spend $25 to buy a book with your recipes in it?
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens after this interview. It's called Bollywood Kitchen by Sri Rao. Sri, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you, like me, need a Bollywood primer, Sri left one for us. It's Bollywood 101 at marketplace.org.